Peter Pan. It took fucking Peter Pan. Of all movies that have come out, of all shows that have been done with this bullshit, we had a literal show that fucking took Anna Boleyn and made her black, and they put it on television and they called it historically accurate. But Peter Pan is where we draw the goddamn line. Oh, after so many years, so many shows that people have watched and seen and have talked about, after just so much of being bogged in by such bullshit, inept, inane stupidity, the fact that Tinkerbell is black is where people draw the fucking line. You gotta admit that these people are dumb. Like there's no excuse for this. To just be riddled with so much bullshit after all these years. But it's like Tinkerbell being black, that's the straw that broke the camel's back. Now people are upset. Why is she black? It almost seems like Disney is doing this just because they want people to think that they're inclusive, when there's no thought behind it whatsoever. Especially considering the fact that the way how they designed the bitch looks exactly like the black fairy from the Tinkerbell movies, where there's other fairies that look of different, that look different, because it's more than just Tinkerbell within the world of Peter Pan. But oh no, making her black, which is weird as shit, mind you. I mean, hell, I would also argue in the fact that in the trailer for the little Peter Pan and Wendy movie that they got coming out, Wendy was showing swashbuckling. Like, they got this bitch fighting pirates. Wendy didn't do that. Like, if anything, not having her seem like this innate weak girl would have been far more prevalent, because that's what Wendy does within Peter Pan. No, we got her fighting. Hell, they barely showed Peter Pan was in the trailer. You just seen Wendy a lot. Oh, and then they got, you know, they're the Lost Boys, but it's different children of diverse group of cast and whatnot. But hey, at least Tiger Lily is a Native American, or a real American, real honest American. Like, at least that's done okay. But Tinkerbell, oh, stop the presses. You made her black? Now, this is hilarious, considering that there have been, and there are, 1,001 iterations of Peter Pan, right? Not only that, but Disney has created 1,001 different iterations of Peter Pan. Oh my goodness. Tinkerbell had brown hair and fucking Hook with Robin Williams and Dustin Hoffman. Amazing movie, by the way. Loved it. Grew up watching that movie. I know what my happy thought is. I know what my happy thought is. I'm not supposed to be. I don't want to be here. That's my happy thought. Oh, man. That was a great movie. Rufio, Rufio, Rufio. But Jesus. This is like, if you've seen the backlash from this shit, because hilariously enough, Disney left their comment section on, which was a surprising twist. And by leaving their comment section on, people have been ridiculing the fuck out of it. Now you have the general memers, because memes. But then you have the people who essentially are arguing, why is Tinkerbell black? Why is it that whatever it is that they want to make a character diverse, they only make them black? You see, you done opened up the floodgates, and the problem is, your ass can't swim. So now that the issue is becoming, why haven't they made everything inclusive? You know, since it's either everything is okay or nothing is okay. If we're going to change shit, why is it that we're only changing it for blacks? Aren't you tired of constantly putting black people in white people roles? I don't know. Apparently they're not, and they never will be. Like, think of how many other fucking movies that are gonna come out that are gonna do exactly that. But essentially, now what had happened was that people have grown tired of that bullshit, which is to only replace these characters with black people. In a sense, questioning the very nature of replacing the characters in general in the first place. So it's the strangest thing, because it's the opposite effect of what they wanted. But essentially, it's generally what I wanted from people in order to, like, respond towards this shit. But the general reason behind it is because of a even more demand of diversity. So essentially, we have people who are now questioning the nature as well as the intent behind the diversity, because they're finally starting to understand that maybe there's no actual care or feeling towards it, but instead more of a corporate entity to just cash in on the idea of diversity, thereby having people question, well, we already have Ariel being black. You seen me talk about that before and how stupid it was for them to do something like that. Yet, they did it. I don't give a damn if the bitch can sing. I'm pretty sure you could have found a white woman with red hair who could sing. And it's not even exchanging the CGI and how realistically the magnifying glass was put up to the movie because you made the main character black. And now that you did, people are questioning all your intent, considering the fact that Disney has money, but you're not paying people to do special effects. Huh. But essentially, now you have people questioning that, since Ariel's already black, and now you're making a movie with a black Tinkerbell? What's with all the black? It was like we were already blackwashing all these characters, but now the association is that you've just been doing blacks. So where are the Asian swapped characters? Where are the fucking Taiwanese swap characters? That still counts as Asian, but China. But it's like, what the fuck is the general intent if we're seeing that, oh, this actually doesn't come from a place of caring, but just from a place of business? Then why are we doing it? Then why not? Then it's like, so now we're at an impasse where essentially they're not gonna, like, stop doing this shit. They're gonna double down, because that's what they always do. It's the dumbest thing in business, like, today. But they're gonna double down on this, right? But at the same token, what is happening is that the more they keep doing this shit, the more people are starting to notice it, and the more they're taking note, and the more they want it to stop or change or get over it or whatever. So you now have this idea that it is okay to diversify everything. But the problem is that now people are starting to understand that when you diversify everything, it doesn't work, because you're only doing it to check that box that says diversity. Hey, you know, we can't have nothing but white people in this movie, you know, because I keep wanting to say standards and practices, not standards and practices. I forgot that actual, the actual thing was like, affirmative action. Yeah. It was like, so we gotta have some type of person of some type of ethnicity in this thing that has been predicated, created, and designed to only be specifically white people. Now, you could actually create something that generally isn't all of this. Like, you have fucking multiple movie stories and concepts and things like that from different people all over the world. You could do that, but you won't, because that's not what you want to do. You want to cash in on something you already got, and then you want to check that box as diversified. So you pull this bullshit, and you're left with what you got. But they've been doing this for years. But for whatever reason, the idea of a black Ariel and a black Tinkerbell existing at the exact same time, not one after the other, but at the exact same time, oh, that's just not good. That's just not good. When you hold the pictures up, oh, wait a minute. I think they don't actually care about putting black people and stuff. I think they think This will just put asses in seats, and this is what people want to see. But it's not. Oh boy. So I'm happy as hell that the backlash that it's getting. Because again, they made these people the way how they are. So the fact that you basically made everything diversified, and now all they want is diversity, the Twitter mob people, you know, bless their hearts, bless their ignorant, dumb little hearts. But you have made it to where now all they want is just diversity. Everything, everywhere, all at once. But the problem still remains that you have only associated yourself to change a few things realistically. But the few things that you're changing have only been done in a select, predictable way, which is just make it black. Every chance you get, make it black. Every time it happens, make it black. And people don't eat this shit up. They don't buy it. They don't pay for it. They don't watch it. They don't like it. But they kept doing it because they assumed that essentially the Twitter mob that tells them, oh yeah, this is what we want, was backing them up all this time. But now, how the tables have turned. They're telling them, no, we don't like this. This is not good. It's just they don't think it's good because they want it to be something else. But they're still talking about it though. But it's not right. This shit is so backwards and stupid. Oh my goodness. To me, this is the equivalent of when they made the fucking Godzilla movie, right? The Godzilla vs. Kong movie, where that came out during like a high point of just dumbass woke movies that were terrible. And then that movie came out and it did amazing numbers, right? But the problem is that to me, that was terrible because I'm a fan of Godzilla and that movie was bad. Just all the way through. That movie's just really, really bad. But the thing is that it made money because it was just this stupid turn off your brain giant monster movie that people enjoy. And it's like, I can't knock the approach of that helping the industry get back to making content that actually is stuff like that, mindless violence or bloody or gory or anything that's just essentially not trying to tell you a goddamn lesson, but instead just being something that you could just go to the movies, have fun, hang out, and enjoy yourself. My only issue is the fact that the quality of the film that is going to be the gauge setter is a bad quality film, meaning that when they do start to affirm into making these mindless action movies and whatnot, they will all be set at the bar of what Godzilla vs. Kong is. Do you see what I'm saying? So now with this Tinkerbell movie, now with this Peter Pan situation, this is what we have, is that we have this weird inverse concept going on where these people are upset at the concept of diversity. But what I want them to is to be upset at the general concept of diversity. What everyone should want is for people to be generally upset at the concept of diversity just for the sake of diversity. Not because the actor is actually better than everyone else, or because that's the best person for the role, or because the actual depiction that was never given a fair shake in the original adaptation was done justifiably right, considering where the source material was stated, right? But instead, what we now have is people upset at diversity because they've only seen one type of diversity. So it demands change. It does demand change. And essentially you're going to get to that motion of everything just kind of going back into a circle to where they make something that's going to be of subpar quality, but they're going to have every character represent every character they're supposed to. And everyone is going to go, this was amazing, because of the fact that everyone looked the way how they said they're supposed to look. And that's it. That's all they're going to need to have a passing grade. That's terrible, but that's what's going to happen. Because that's the type, these are the type of people we have cultivated. They've been bogged down by so much bullshit that it doesn't really fucking matter what else they get because they've only been served crap. So when you serve them a cracker, they'll sit there and think that this is delicious, even though it's a fucking cracker. And it's like, you have every resource available to give me a 5-course meal and like would wonderful, like you can wine and dine me, make me feel like a king for a day. You have every resource available to give me that, but instead you give me a pack of crackers. And you give me a pack of crackers and I'm paying out the ass for that because I've only been eating shit for so long. So it's like, I'm happy to get the crackers, but realistically, I want the meal. I deserve the meal. Give me the meal. You're capable of giving me the meal a million times over until the day I die. That's how much you have. But you just keep giving me crackers. And so the adverse effect of seeing me enjoy the cracker so damn much because I've only been eating shit to you is all the justification you need to constantly keep putting out, giving me crackers. The problem is that you just didn't realize or recognize that, hey, maybe they don't want to eat shit. Maybe we can give them crackers. But it's like, instead of it being, well, they don't even want the cracker, I guess we're going to actually have to try if we want them to enjoy our whatever. It was like, so let's put in some type of effort. We have the resources. We have the ability. It's okay. Generally, our income is only from them paying for the food that we give them. And they're tired of eating shit. But it's like, if we want them to spend the big bucks, we need to hire Gordon Ramsay, goddammit. But no, that's not the case at all. It's not what they want. It's not what they desire. It's not what they need. It's these, like I said, the effect that this is going to have, or the effect that they're going to see because of this, to me, is perfect. It's what you need for, like just essentially for Disney to just, like, man, like the die has been cast. Like, they're already hemorrhaging money. They're losing big. You had them lose even bigger because of COVID. So now that we're seeing this adverse effect of them getting put on their ass by all of these dumbass decisions, and they just keep doubling down on it more and more and more and more and more. It's just enjoyable to see that, hey, the people you have cultivated to want to back you up all this time, they turned on you, man. They're tired of eating shit. Now, me personally, I wouldn't take a goddamn cracker out of your hand if I was starving, because I know where I can get for wonderful meals at half the price, if any price at all. So the fuck I look like eating your fucking crackers? So I'ma still advocate that they ain't gonna do nothing but make shitty content and hell, shitty crackers at that. But again, the fact that this happened has been hilarious. Has been so hilarious. And I do hope that we see an insurmountable change when it comes to the content that comes out. Because when you have all these other things see that, hey, Disney did the diversity thing, and it was Disney, and they didn't make, and like people got upset, maybe we need to backtrack from this. Like I said, it'll have an effect. It's just the cause of the effect that it will have. It's going to be so stupid. It's going to be so fucking stupid. This has been nothing but hilarious. Nothing but. Oh, man.